Warm hello here at the beginning of our week, and happy to be back with all of you and have this chance to share the Dharma, the teachings, the meditation. So, one of the, I would say, most central features of early Buddhism, the Buddhism that you find in the teachings of the Buddha as saved in the tradition we're in, the Theravadan Buddhism. This central feature is this idea of, on one hand, not causing harm, and the other hand, doing what is beneficial, doing what is wholesome. And kind of everything, the whole tradition kind of centers on this. And I'll talk more about that in a little while. But for the meditation, this is also an orientation that we're sitting here really to care for the world. But in particular, we're learning how to care for the world by first and foremost, in a sense, caring for ourselves. And meditation is a way of learning how not to harm, and instead to learning how to do what's beneficial and wholesome. And there's something about the heightened attention, sensitivity to the details of our direct immediate experience that gives us a new information, but maybe better information, about how to orient ourselves towards avoiding harming ourselves and instead bringing benefit. So if this is the, as a fundamental principle or purpose of this early Buddhist meditation practice, everything one does in meditation can be evaluated through that point of view. Is what I'm doing now beneficial? Is it harmful? And sometimes it's not always clear if that's the one or the other. So then we just kind of keep following the instructions and doing it. But it also implies to how we're practicing. That is how we're doing the instructions. Are we doing it in a way that is harmful, in a way that's beneficial? And harmful can be too high expectations or being critical of oneself, and if one kind of wanders off in thought, to be angry with oneself. Those are all ways of harming oneself. Or having high expectations and insisting I have to have a certain experience and pushing and having greed for meditation experiences. Any kind of greed or attachment to what we're going to attain is a kind of self-harm. If it's not obvious now, part of what happens in meditation practice is we have a higher and higher sensitivity to where the harm is, where the stress is, and we learn to slowly let go of that and be able to come into greater and greater beneficial states. It's transformative to do so. And we realize that the harmful ways in which the mind operates, the heart operates, are really not necessary. And that expending unnecessary energy, and that it's quite wonderful and appropriate to move into states of being that are beneficial. And if we want to care for the world, it turns out that the more we can learn to do this for ourselves, the more we have to offer the world, the more we have a way of meeting the world that does the same thing. So, to begin with a meditation posture that seems I see some messages that the sound is low. Yeah, I'll try to speak a little louder, and there might be some setting that later on we can adjust here. I don't know. So to assume a meditation posture that you think will be beneficial for you. And what's beneficial includes what helps you to be attentive, aware, present. So there's a kind of attention through the body. So gently closing your eyes. And then I usually instruct to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. But as you do so, can you do it in a way that just feels beneficial? Feels like a good thing for you to do. Not overdoing it. Deep inhale. Appreciating the full breath in. Appreciating the release of the breath, the exhale. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And perhaps you find it beneficial, a way of even caring for yourself, to quietly, as you exhale, relax different parts of your body. Perhaps you can soften around the forehead and the eyes. The eyes don't have to do any looking. When we sit in meditation, the organ of perception we use more than seeing is sensing and feeling through the body. As you exhale, to relax the other muscles of your face. In the long term, it's beneficial to let go of tension in the body. And if you can relax your shoulders or soften some of the muscles around the shoulder, perhaps softening the belly, relaxing. Perhaps as you exhale, to release tension in the arms and the hands. As you exhale, maybe releasing the thighs, legs, any holding or gripping there. And then turning your attention more fully to the experience of the body breathing. There are many circumstances in life where one of the best things we can do for ourselves is to breathe consciously with awareness. It can be grounding and settling. It can protect us from wandering off into thoughts and mind states which are not beneficial, even harmful sometimes. The Buddha said that mindfulness of breathing brings great benefit. And perhaps as a way of getting closer and more intimate with the body's experience of breathing, maybe may let the thinking mind become quieter. And perhaps there can be a deep appreciation of breathing. Maybe even a love of this body of ours, which has been breathing and keeping us alive for many years. And in a sense, returning the favor. By being present, acknowledging, experiencing fully the body breathing. And letting go of your thoughts every exhale so you can better settle yourself on breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, whatever we learn in meditation about not harming ourselves, is directly learning something about not harming others. Whatever we learn about benefiting ourselves orienting ourselves to wholesome states of mind is directly related to our ability to have wholesome states of mind as we encounter other people, states of mind which are beneficial for them as well. And appreciating that these two are mutual and almost, maybe not exactly the same, but closely related, benefiting oneself and benefiting others. To understand that meditation is not only done for oneself, but knowingly and unknowingly, it also brings benefit to the world. And one of the ways to benefit oneself is to wish to bring benefit to the world, to have well-wishing, goodwill, a simple care. And so as we come to the end of this sitting, allow yourself to be still and quiet as possible and gaze upon the world with kind eyes, with a caring heart, and perhaps we can all wish that the benefits of this meditation practice spreads out from the meditation into the world which we encounter today. May it be that the benefits of this meditation brings benefit and welfare to others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may we contribute to this possibility.